Welcome to HQ AF Radio. My name's Francis. And you're listening to a show about two best friends. And hello from California.
Outside of Port Hueneme.
Port Hueneme. Danica and I and Chris are in the car right now, and we are making our five-hour journey up to
Monterey. To see our sister, our other one.
So what better opportunity for us to record a podcast? Am I right, Chris?
Yep.
That's been the first word that he said on this podcast for maybe a year and a half.
You'll never be able to steal his voice.
But Chris had this great idea, actually, of every hour we just record 10 minutes of whatever's on our mind.
Yeah. Yes, and tell you where we are.
Yeah, so right now we just passed Oxnard, my birthplace. How did it feel? What did you guys think? Did you like it? I hope I impressed you guys with my birthplace.
Yeah, that giant statue of you is really impressive.
It is.
Yeah, they really come to admire me here. The city.
There were so many people there. It was a much bigger place than I thought it would be. All the people that you brought there, all that business for your fame.
They actually have a big baby statue of me in the town hall. I don't think any of you know that.
You can tell that it's Francis by the eyes. If you ever see pictures of Francis as a baby, he has these beautiful eyes, like a girl. Like a little girl.
Girl, I am a girl.
Beautiful big eyes.
Why do beautiful eyes have to be associated with the females?
Because you look like a little baby doll.
Isn't that sort of heteronormative?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Danica, I'm calling you out on your heteronormativity.
Anyway, look at these palm trees.
Damn.
Chris, shut that down.
So, how has your California trip been like, Danica?
It's been okay. I got to see one of my close friends and follow up with her great news.
Yeah.
And just catch up, which was great. Discovered a new nice wine. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
And then you saw Grandma.
I saw Grandma.
I mean, you and I both saw Grandma, but, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's... traveling different is like when you're not traveling... even though we're on the same trip, we're having different experiences because we're in, like, different cars.
That's
taking
exactly.
Different flights.
And, I'm here with our parents, so a lot of what I'm doing is really bound by them.
I love how they pawned you off on us, though, for the five-hour drive.
Oh, my God, yes. So here's the thing. They were originally supposed to drive as well. And, you know, I'd mentioned, okay, that's such a long ride, Mom. Why are we not flying?
Guys, it's the Pacific Ocean.
An island. So nice. So beautiful. We should stop. It's sunny. Kidding. It's supposed to rain.
So,
it's been raining on and off.
Finish your thought.
So... I was like, why are we not flying? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we'll drive, whatever. It'll be a nice ride, Danica, Pacific Coast Highway. And then, like, a couple days before we're supposed to leave, they go, hey, Danica, can you ride with your brother? I'm like, what? I'm like, I think it's fine for me to ride with him. Why do you ask? Oh, well, we're just going to fly instead, but we're only going to fly if you're not with us. I'm like, what? Like, you can't just buy me a ticket? And remember, I bought their tickets. And they're just like, no, we don't want to... There aren't available seats for you, Danica. So now they're flying first class, and they've pwned me off on you guys.
Damn, they're flying first class?
First class.
Girl, you're the one flying first class.
You're driving first class.
We got snacks.
Wait, so how long is that flight, though? Is that even worth it?
An hour.
You get one drink, and that's it.
I feel like you fly first class if you're flying across the country. Right? It's really nice.
It's just so much more expensive.
It is, but but I feel like then it's... I won't necessarily say it's worth the expense, but I feel like you get to enjoy the privilege of being in first class more.
Yeah, yeah.
Than just flying an hour down, you know?
You know, Chris has done that for short flights, done first class, but he's been upgraded.
Upgraded, yeah.
Yeah. Chris, do you feel like it's worth the extra dollars if you could afford it?
It depends. Like, if it's $40, sure. If it's...
hundreds?
Yeah, not so much.
Have there been opportunities where you could have upgraded for $40?
Yes.
Is that a thing that exists?
Yeah.
If you're loyal to an airline, I think it's more likely. And I've also been told by a friend who works for the airlines that sometimes, you know, if you want to be upgraded, you should dress nicely. Like all those people who go in sweats to the airport. They'll never be upgraded, apparently.
That's so racist.
Well
not even racist. It's just
classist.
Is it classist even? You know what? But so I was watching a documentary on Netflix. I think it was like Explained, and it was about the rise of athleisure.
In the U.S. more so.
Exactly. And so like if I'm wearing my Lululemon yoga pants, like I'm classy. I'm purveying a sense of class because. How much is Lululemon nowadays? It's expensive.
And then you go to like your yoga class. You know, I feel like in New York, usually you see women coming from their yoga classes or their bar classes, and they're all wearing.
Sometimes they're just coming out of home and just walking around.
But it's the thing. If I was to do that in Europe, people would think that I'm disgusting. You know, like why haven't you bathed?
Oh, if you came out of class wearing.
No, if I'm wearing that, just wearing because it's like I came from the gym. They really don't do that athleisure thing.
So what's interesting is like actually they did a study of was it in Rome, mm-hmm. and they were saying asking all the clerks. So if you were to say who was like the nicest or you know like who's the richest person based off of who's coming in, mm-hmm. half of them said it's the people that are wearing the athleisure.
Oh, they did it in New York too, though. Well, because in Rome, I don't see them too much. Well, but the thing is, in Rome, one of my friends.
It's because they can't afford athleisure, Lululemon, Donica.
Well, what they told me was, in the summer especially, you know who the tourists are because, as with the women, they're wearing these big, you know, like the beautiful maxi dresses and the beautiful, you know, like the really beautiful dresses. Because I guess everyone thinks, oh, I'm in Rome, I'm in Tuscany, I need the big hat, the big sunglasses, the beautiful dress for all the Instagram pictures.
Right.
Whereas actual Roman women don't dress that way.
Right.
But there's another part of that study, because it's like the hoodie effect.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's kind of like you're so rich that you don't need to play into these class rules. Because there are other ways that people know that you belong to that class.
I wonder if it's also partly because these people are white. You know, like the hoodie effect.
That's true.
The hoodie effect only works for white men.
Yeah.
If you are a person of color in a hoodie, if you were me in a hoodie walking around in a white neighborhood, they're still not going to think I'm rich and white.
I think it's also the same with women, with white women in athleisure, though, too, right?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because I feel like if, like, I don't know, like, maybe, because Seneca used to always go around in athleisure, but she's, like, Asian-y white, you know, she knows she's whitewashed, you know?
Yeah.
But if, like, a black girl were to do the same thing, would the image be the same?
I don't know.
Wow, look at the scenery.
Chris is really just focused on the scenery.
He's
beautiful.
He's the one driving, so he should be.
It is nice. We are along the Pacific Coast Highway. We're looking at the Pacific Ocean right now.
It's kind of funny. You can tell that it's raining out there, though.
Can't
you? The cloud is. Yeah.
Huh.
But we have a bright, sunny spot right over our car right now.
Yes.
What have you thought of California so far, Chris?
A lot of driving.
All of the driving. Thank you, Chris, for doing all the driving.
You're welcome.
For your service.
Thank you. His name is also on the car. But, you know, like, we went up today, so Chris thought he needed to add... not today. This was actually when we got the car.
To add your name?
He thought we needed to add my name as an authorized driver. Mm-hmm. So he goes up to the cashier. He's like, hey, you know, like, I'd like to add somebody else onto the... cars, like, and he points to me, like Adam. Cashier was like, oh, so what is his relation to you? Oh, he's my husband. Oh, it's okay, he's already covered. Uh-huh. I was like, aw.
Fabulous!
Oh, yes.
How cute.
Chris felt proud that he could just say that in San Diego.
And then we made a mad dash to the Hertz car line and picked out this beaut.
The best car.
Do you think you would say that in Austin?
In
or
Austin?
Oklahoma City? Yeah. My husband.
Maybe.
Oh.
He's my roommate. Wow, look at the waves.
They look so pretty.
So much nicer than where we were.
Where were we?
Van Nuys.
We had the hardest time trying to find good wine in Van Nuys. Strangely enough.
This is how Francis knows he's hit ultimate level bouge. If if you can't find good wine, if you're, is it really that nice of a place?
If your top level wine, if your top shelf wine is Barefoot, I think we all have an issue here.
That's like college.
It's like saying if, okay, the classiest beer I have right now is Natty Light. Then, you know, then we have an quality issue going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. Another hour later, yeah, leaving Santa Barbara. We just had some tacos and enchiladas at some Mexican place. This is Danica's first time in Santa Barbara. What do you think?
It's very cute. It reminds me a lot of Mountain View, you know? Some kind of cute little stores, the cute little main street and the mom and pop stores.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, was this your first time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was nice.
Did I tell you about my time, Danica?
You said that you were here with Allie.
Yeah, and we came here specifically to find Oprah's mansion.
Does she live here?
She does live here, and this was like a few years ago. Well, I think it's she lives here. I only know based off the stalking. So
based off the stalking, Oprah. Okay.
Well, so I think this must have been like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. When, that big drought hit California.
Okay.
And I had read about how she was bringing in tankers full of water
to
water her mansion's lawn. And I remember in the article they showed an aerial view of her property. And so I just did a Google search and I knew she lived generally in Santa Barbara. And I found, like, where she lived, like, the address.
Oh, based off of the satellite view from Google?
Yeah, exactly. So I found it, and I thought, naively, that you could just, like, walk up to her mansion, just, like, the front door.
The front door, not even the fence of her mansion.
Well, and so, her mansion's kind of weird. Like, imagine, like, a suburban neighborhood.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit ritzier, like, upper middle class, but it's still a suburban neighborhood. And then imagine, like, there's, like, you've got houses on one side,
okay,
and then a big white wall on the other side.
Okay.
That's Oprah's mansion. Her entire mansion is blocked off by this big white wall.
Oh, so it's like a castle, right? Like,
yeah,
all those ancient European castles. You have the town outside, or you have the town within the moat, then you have the castle inside, and I guess now, since they've expanded beyond the walls of the castle, there's, like, the town, right?
Yes, and, yes, all the suburbanites are Oprah's peasants, and Oprah is the queen.
And she even has the green space in between, right, where they used to keep the livestock.
Well, and so there's a gate that, at one part of the wall that you come in and out of, and Allie and I roll up and like, hey, is this Oprah's place? And the guard's like, who are you guys?
They sound very friendly. We have a meeting with Oprah. I like to call her O.
Just curious, you know, scoping out the neighborhood for our new house. And
we're Gail's adopted children.
Love to, you know, meet our neighbors. Yeah, that was my run-in with Oprah.
And did they send you away, or?
After that interaction, we got scared and just kind of went off.
Okay. Could you see the house from the gate?
No. The gate is very tall. It's very... imagine, like, jail. It's very tall.
But wait, this guard that you met, he wasn't sitting at, I don't know, at, like, a booth or something?
No, it wasn't a booth. It was, like, a intercom.
Oh, I see. So a voice
you
just started
speaking. You
pressed
the intercom? What?
Okay. Okay, don't judge me. You know, we were young, we were foolish, we were going through an Oprah phase. This was around the time that Oprah had do you guys remember that Starbucks campaign, Steep Your Soul?
Oh, the teas.
Those teas, yeah. And so we were just like really into Oprah.
That sounds like something a middle-aged white woman would say.
Because of her Starbucks campaign?
Exactly. You're into Oprah because of her Starbucks campaign.
Not her, like, massive success as a television personality.
Why are you judging me right now?
Because this is, out of
Have you met me and Allie? God. What have you done of a comparable level?
Nothing.
So you've never been silly, you've never stalked a celebrity?
No, I haven't.
Visited them at their mansion?
I mean, I followed Pamela Anderson on the street in Copenhagen at one time, but...
Oh.
That's it?
Didn't you see Sam Smith?
Also in Copenhagen on a different trip. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Copenhagen's just the city to be in, it seems.
Chris loves the Scandinavian countries.
I fit in.
Well, he's not tall, but...
Oh, the Scandinavians are kind of tall.
Yeah. How do you think that happened evolutionarily?
I don't know, because at one point I was in Aarhus, and we're outside of Aarhus, and they have, like, little ancient Aarhus. It's, like, the second biggest city in Denmark.
Oh my gosh, is it like that furniture store?
Yes, similar.
Oh, because, like, you know...
Aarhus.
Because, you know, like, it... Like, I always thought it was pronounced, like, our house, and it was like, wow, that's stupid play on words. You know, like, this is our house, and we sell furniture.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah. That's German, though, isn't it, the name, our house?
Is it? I thought it was just a play on words.
No idea.
Being stupid.
I don't know.
Yeah. What were you saying about...
But they had some of their old... They're not ancient homes, but they're, like, homes that people used to live in during, I don't know, like, the 1700s, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, kind of like the long buildings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. Oh. They're not ancient homes. They're, like...
But you said the 1700s.
Okay, so, like, the early 1800s. Because I imagine in the early 1800s, they're already living...
Those are still pretty ancient. If you told me...
But they're not, like, ancient Viking people,
shaking,
kind of...
Chris is shaking his head. It's like 1800s. Nah, that's like last.
Not ancient.
But you would consider
that's like
the
last century ago.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like this. There's like 1700s. You know, like post Renaissance kind of thing.
Not even last century. That's like two centuries ago.
Yeah, but I'm not. But I don't mean like ancient Vikings.
We're getting off the rails here.
These are roadside conversations.
Anyway, whatever. I think that the homes from then, which, you know, they're not, in the grand scheme of human evolution, they're not that far back, right?
Sure.
And they're, like, our height.
Yeah.
You know, like, the perfect size for us, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know how they suddenly shot up, because I don't think they're like the Dutch, where, like, the Dutch are like cows, you know? Milk.
Yeah. No, I don't get it either. And why, to that end, why are jungle people... Filipinos and
you mean around
other
people
folk.
Around the equator?
Yeah, why are they shorter? Because
well, I mean,
you know there's
an obvious lack of milk.
There are trees. You know, you'd think evolution would
select for the people who can reach the coconut.
Are you saying
exactly.
You are surprised that you're not a giraffe?
Kind of. Why did white people have to be tall?
Well, what about the African tribes
also
that
nutrition
are tall?
Nutrition.
That's true. It takes more energy, though, to be tall. Tall people, on average, live shorter than short people.
That's true.
It takes a lot to maintain the tall bodies. Mm-hmm. But, what is it? I did see something... Because sometimes it's... You don't understand necessarily the... You know, it's just kind of surprising the role geography plays in our lives. So I was seeing something that it's... Cultures that live around the equator tend to have foods with the strongest taste, the most flavorful taste. You know, like, they use a lot of spices, or, like, in the Philippines, we use a lot of vinegar and soy sauce. And they found that, especially the spices that tend to be used the most and the ones that are a bit hotter, are better at preventing the growth of bacteria. So it's kind of like a pre-refrigeration thing that you needed in a tropical climate.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I was just thinking about how the difference between the architecture styles between here in California, over in DC, like, you know, we're looking for houses now, and it's so different to see. I think, like, a lot of what we see in the more urban areas are like the townhome kind of situations, because we DC is such a compact area. A lot of the places to be rather are like in the city itself, and DC is only so big. But you come to a place like LA and you don't really get townhomes, you get more of the single home,
and it's a sprawl.
Yeah, it's definitely a sprawl. I think we had said earlier, it's almost like a collection of cities. DC is just one city.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you think you can live out in LA?
It'd be a different sort of vibe, I guess. I mean, I think Chris and I could find find comparable jobs out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that we would necessarily move out here, though. Chris, what do you think?
I think if we had to, we would be able to make it work. I think we'd find our niche. And I think that's the same with almost any city. Like, I think people complain about an overall city a little too much. More too generally. When I think with some adaptability or adaptation, you can find your own place in it. And I think we could do the same thing in LA.
We're in the middle of nowhere on the Cabrillo Highway.
I don't know if we got that.
We're outside of Lompoc.
Lompoc?
Yeah, Lompoc. Lompoc. Like Lompoc. Lompoc.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, near Vandenberg Air Force Base, I guess, approaching it.
We decided to take Route 1 instead of the quick route, so now we're
taking the scenic route.
Scenic. It's very scenic for right now going through the mountains.
We've seen some baby cows.
I think we saw some llamas. I think we're seeing more trees than I expected.
Yeah.
Chris just drove on the shoulder. There's a lot of shoulder here to drive on.
How dare you?
Chris, what do you think about the roads? How is it to drive?
Interesting.
What if we hit a storm on the way?
Do you think we can ford the river?
Is that why we got the SUV?
I think so.
Is this a episode of Oregon Trail?
Yes, the California Trail.
Yeah.
It was the add-on edition.
Expansion pack.
What is that?
Oh, look, there's a barn raising over there.
Oh.
No, I think it's just a...
Looks like a barn burner.
Yeah.
Burnt barn.
Is it burnt? Oh, maybe it is. They have equipment that's drawn everywhere.
Oof. Yeah, over in Santa Barbara, there was a cave fire that...
it's going wild. Yeah. Down the castle.
I don't even know what that is or how you would start... How cave fires start. Probably by human intervention, right? Like
probably.
Yeah, but we are also going to be passing Slovang. I guess not passing. It'll be...
No, we've already given up on Slovang by taking this route.
And then...
Solvang.
What's the other one? Hearst Castle?
Hearst Castle. Is that on this route?
No, Slovang is not.
Slovang's not. Hearst Castle is.
Oh, okay.
It is. But the castle itself is up in the mountains, but we can stop by the visitor center. And probably, I'm assuming, look at it.
And take photos of a large photo of it. That way it seems like we went to go see it, even if we didn't.
Pay no money.
For the gram.
We could use the bathroom, take a picture of the Hearst name.
Exactly.
Yes.
Maybe pose as if we have guns, like Patty Hearst, and then claim that we had Stockholm Syndrome.
Is that who owned the castle?
Well, her father did.
Oh.
And then she got kidnapped.
For being a terrorist? Or for being a socialite?
For being a terrorist?
I think, wasn't she kidnapped and then she became a terrorist?
Yeah, so while she was in school at college, she was kidnapped by a terrorist organization, and then, the next time she surfaced, she was with them robbing a bank.
Oh, like Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, they claimed that
what
she had Stockholm Syndrome.
What is this stoplight for?
It is kind of random.
It is.
But then in Santa Barbara, there was no stoplight and you just had to...
Maybe it's for cows crossing.
Wait. Where? There's like no intersection.
Is there something underneath?
No, it's the bridge.
It's a one-way bridge.
It's a bridge.
Oh, okay.
One-lane
this makes
bridge.
Sense.
Cool.
It's good that they're expanding this bridge.
I think...
It looks like
it broke down.
They're rehabilitating it.
Yeah, like it looks like it was an old bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, PCH, as famous as it is, it's very... I don't know.
So we're going into the clouds again?
Yes.
We've been getting intermittent rain.
Yeah, actually, before this trip, they were calling for, like, a lot of thunderstorms. And I think, like, earlier this morning, there was a lot of rain. Driving out of L.A., though, it kind of dissipated, but now we're... I don't know if this is part of the storm system.
We're heading
system.
Into and out of the clouds.
Yeah, or if it's just because we're so high up right now.
And I think the storm system, when I saw it on the news, was just north of L.A., so I don't know if that's what we're hitting. But I was kind of being the little troll and thinking like, oh, I hope their flight is grounded for a while. I hope they're delayed.
Them being our parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those bitches.
I don't think so, though.
No,
they must have. They must have landed
fine
by now. But you know, Alex still has class until
5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably better off just chilling with us.
Yeah, it's always... So, like, going to the airport was not so bad, but I kind of feel like, you know, I don't know how much of it is in my own head. Like, I've already billed Papa as being terrible to travel with, so I'm, like, prepared for that and kind of projecting onto that.
Yeah.
Versus how much of it is he truly is terrible to travel with. You know?
Oh, I see. Like, how much of it is just your mind versus reality?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone who's traveled with him before, I think part of it is that he is very stuck in his ways on certain aspects. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that, you know, I feel like when I travel with my friends, I'm very free with the information. I feel like everyone should know what's going on the trip, right?
Yeah.
That way we can all be accountable and,
right. And if something and if something were to happen, then at least, you know, everyone knows what the plan is.
Exactly. But I do feel like he's over here, like, he will only hold the information. And it's not like you don't, you know, like some people, they just assume that you know and they don't, you know, and they go on like that and they don't realize that they haven't told you their plans.
Yeah.
I think he purposely holds on to that information as if we can't help out, so.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, like, it, I feel like, that's how he's been with us his entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I feel, probably for him, it's different when we are more in control than he is, and have a better sense of, information and knowledge, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah, when we've also traveled a bit on our own, and we know how to travel, basically. It is funny, though, I have a friend who, if you travel with her, it's... She also is really bad with sharing information, but it's because she's scatterbrained and she thinks she shared the information, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
For instance, it'll be something like, oh, okay, I think we should go here because our appointment is at 2. She thinks our appointment is at 1 and thinks that we're both going in the same direction, but we're not. I'm like, wait a second, calm down, you know?
Do you have any, like, apps or anything? Or, like, what is your travel management style? How do you keep all that information?
I'm the type of person who likes to write things down personally,
yeah.
Right? And then it's also nice when I go back through my agenda, I can see that information. And if I don't have, you know, like if my phone dies or something, that information is there.
Yeah.
But do you mean like timing and everything?
Well, so like I just, I had been using TripIt before.
Yeah, comes with the Barclay card.
It comes, yeah, but then I canceled it and I wasn't really using it at the time because I had switched to Chase. It came with it.
Mm-hmm.
They discontinued that as part of their membership services, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and so anyways, I just kind of stopped using it, and I was using Google Trips for a while. But
how is that?
They stopped. I liked it because, like, you could at least put all of your, like, travel information in there.
Yeah.
And it keeps it without all the bells and whistles of TripIt.
Yeah, well, I know Google right now, I don't need to put anything onto my calendar. Like, it automatically sees when I have flights, when I have reservations.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have to look at your calendar. Like, sometimes I don't need the calendar view.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know more in, like, a list view. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't need to see it in that format. And so that's what Google Trips is really good for. They discontinued that, actually, like,
okay,
a few months ago.
It just wasn't working for them, I guess.
Yeah, so now I'm back to TripIt, which is fine for keeping all that information on, and you can share, you know, with other travelers. They can add itineraries on there. You can add viewers, like people who are just, I don't know, if I'm traveling internationally and I just want Chris to know what my agenda is,
yeah,
just sharing it with him, but he can't add or edit. You know, I think it has features like that.
Okay, so it's, like, very social in a sense.
Yeah, but it's got also, like, bells and whistles that I wish I didn't have to pay for. Like, there's one that's, like, they have a premium feature that tells you about all the customs and the culture of the area that you're...
Oh, that's
you're,
nice.
Yeah. But Google Trips, that was a free feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically, like, I don't know, Lonely Planet or something like that, except without you having to look it up in a separate place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know, like I said, you know me, I'm very analog.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've found really, really super helpful as I travel, especially, you know, if I'm in a place where my friends are from or something like that, or if I have to meet up with friends,
yeah,
is I always write down their information.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, if your phone dies, at least I have my friend's phone number. Because who memorizes phone numbers anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I always have that information on hand. So that's one good thing that I've had with writing things down that is maybe a leg up on other people, is in case my phone does die or it breaks or something, that information is still available to me.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, looked at the analog phones? I would say analog, but they're, like, the super old school ones where...
Like the dial ones?
Yeah, they're almost like the... No, not the spin ones. They're cell phones.
Okay.
But they are smaller, they're more compact, and they only have the numbers, the keys.
Oh, yeah,
You can't even text. Yeah, you can't even text.
Those are old school. I think I've seen some people with it. Like, Brandon is the type of person.
And there's, like, new ones. There are new, smaller ones now. Instead of having like a phone book that's built in, you write it down on a piece of paper and you keep the piece of paper inside the phone.
I've never seen that.
Super old school. Yeah, you should look it up. It's really cheap too. I think it's like $20-$30.
Yeah, that sounds like something Brandon would have.
Okay, I don't even know where we're at. I think we just passed
Morro Bay.
Morro. Yeah.
Thoreau?
Wow, you're able to do weird sound effects, but I can't just say Thoreau.
Because there's no TH in that.
Roro. Okay, never mind.
Anyway.
Wow.
We're on Route 1.
Donnie goes to sleep, so it's just me and Chris. What are some thoughts that you have?
I imagine it's more scenic than the original way that we were going to take, but I can't be sure.
We're still on Route 1. We're about to actually, according to the map, come up to the ocean again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice to see the ocean after coming back into the mountains. It's like
though
a weird
mix.
Though
it is raining again.
Yeah. I think it's because we're in the mountains, though. It's not because of a storm.
Maybe.
Yeah. We've been listening to podcasts. We listened to one about ants and how altruistic they are.
Except they're not altruistic.
They are in the sense of, like, cells in a body.
Yes.
Yeah. But not like, I'm going to help you.
Of the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then we listened to a story about some guy in prison writing a blog.
Yeah, who's a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Says racist things.
Yeah. You feel like there are a lot of Trump supporters right here where we're at?
Perhaps, yeah.
I know that California, like, is a big liberal state, but it's concentrated in the urban areas. So,
yes.
Like, around LA, San Diego. I think Sacramento's actually pretty conservative, right?
I don't know.
But we are now, like, you know, I guess you'd call it pretty rural, right? Rural for California.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small towns. Gas stations. You know, they have everything.
Yeah, we've been driving for forever. It feels like we should have left and been in a different state by now. If we were driving maybe east-west.
Or even in north-south on the East Coast, we would have definitely been in another state by now.
Yeah, in Virginia.
But it's nice. It's been pretty relaxing and not super stressful like I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah? You want to switch? You want me to drive?
No, I'm saying it wasn't stressful.
No, I'm asking if you want me to drive.
Oh, I'm good if you're fine.
Mm. Do you think you'd live here in this stretch of California?
No, it's a little too remote. We're still 3 hours away from Monterey.
You know what? Like, I feel I've really taken note of the architecture here, and so
you're obsessed with the roofs.
Oh my gosh! But also, like, there's a weird sort of I get a '60s vibe from them. You know, a lot of the old like stores and stuff. They look like they've kept the signs from the '60s on the roofs. If they're not like modern homes, they look like they're from the '60s. I don't know. I feel like California is kind of like that anywhere I've been so far from San Diego up. I do love, though, the natural landscaping that they do here with the cactuses.
Oh, in the front lawn.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I wish
Have
I could
Have you
do
been
that.
Noticing that here? Or you just mean in California?
In California. No, I mean, like, yeah, definitely when we pass by, like, the houses here, I can pick out the ones that have lawns and pick out the ones that have, like, cactuses in their front yard. And I always judge the people with lawns. Always.
Yeah. As a result of what?
Global warming.
But where did you learn that lawns were detrimental to the environment?
Oh, it didn't even start with the California one. It was the thing. It was, I think it's very popular to do in even, like, the desert parts of America.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah. And it's this idea that, you know, in order to live out the American dream or have a house, you also have to have a front yard and a backyard with green grass. But green grass is very... It's just really native to a very specific part of America, and I believe it was, like, a little bit... I think it's Midwestern, but, like, the southeast part of the Midwest. It's very much, like, a very regional thing. And trying to upkeep a lawn with green grass in the desert takes up a lot of water, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And when you have a lot of neighborhoods doing the same thing... it actually does the ecosystem in that particular region really bad.
Can we pause to just look over? And we are, like, at level with waves right now.
Isn't that cool?
We're, like, almost on the beach.
You don't really get that in Virginia.
Well, not near where we live.
Yeah, you don't get that in D.C.
Waves?
Like, the stretch of, like, anything like the Pacific Coast Highway?
Well, no, yeah.
Adonica's awake.
Hello.
Hi, Adonica.
Hi.
How was your nap?
Okay. Yeah.
I was just talking to Chris about the ocean.
Yeah. It's nice.
And also...
it's raining, though.
It's a good feature.
Adonica said it's raining.
I always like the Pacific better than the Atlantic. I feel like looking out at it, there's just a sense of openness, you know? Like, a sense that there's something big and great on the other side of it.
I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing with the Atlantic.
Europe sucks.
I don't need to look across the ocean to Europe.
When Chris looks across the Atlantic, he sees France. So.
My people.
When I look over this ocean, I see whales. But they're actually rocks.
See a whale? I'm like, okay. Are we going to go see the seals and the sea lions?
We saw it at the zoo earlier.
They have them where Alex is. She
Do
says
they?
That she can hear that. She says she can hear them from her dorm.
You can imagine there's annoying motherfuckers, mm-hmm. Probably so loud.
I've heard also in San Francisco, I've heard them.
Yeah.
There's a time of the year when they're really bad, like during mating season. I just don't know when that is.
You know, when I was in the Philippines last, we were just walking through the village, mm-hmm. And I hear this sound, and it's like ah. Like, it sounds like a really loud scream, and I, like, pause,
yeah.
And, like, but the people I was with, like, didn't even bat an eye, and it just sounds like somebody is screaming, like, bloody murder, it's so loud, and, like, are you guys concerned, like, what is that sound? Oh,
yeah.
No, it's just the goat.
Oh,
it's just the goat's buying.
Oh, my God. There's, like, this comic, actually, that depicts it well, about, like, the goat screaming like a man, right?
Oh.
Well, it's like that same person who does like the turtle and the rabbit and the bird sometimes, like, where they're very human. It's like, oh, the goat, he screams just like a man, and the goat goes, I'm so tired.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard goats though.
Oh my God, it's terrifying.
Very loud and annoying.
Have you heard them before?
Yes.
The goat? Oh my God, yeah.
But it's like a man. I didn't really realize that.
I legitimately thought that. No, Chris.
Well, fix it.
Oh no.
I think it's fixed.
I'll just follow route one.
Yeah.
Only two and a half hours left.
I got it.
We need to take photos of this.
Well, do you want to stop and go somewhere?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so. Must keep driving.
Chris is like that old man from Big Mouth. Must make good time. Must make good time.
No.
So Chris is not like the type of road tripper who's just like, you want to stop off at this random place? World's largest ball of yarn?
I mean, I am, definitely.
I'm definitely that person.
I am definitely that person.
That's how my friend and I ended up in Solvang.
And also, we don't even have like anything to do once we get to
Monterey.
Oh
my God, will you stop criticizing me?
No, we're just asking how you are as a road tripper. It's a legitimate question, man.
We are taking the scenic route.
This is true.
It's true,
this
I suppose.
True.
What's the point of the scenic route if you can't enjoy the scene?
End the segment.
Yeah. Question. In the Philippines, especially when you're in the village, can you hear the roosters?
Yes, you can.
Do you register the rooster?
I think, no, I don't. I do at first, but after a while, you just kind of drown it out, you know what I mean?
I don't know, I can't drown them out. Like, Mama and Papa are so good at it, they never hear them. And I'm like, no, but they go on, even in the middle of the night. And I'm always just here, like, can we kill the roosters? Jesus Christ, can we just eat them?
Yeah, you know, at some point, what was I? Oh, wow, Chris is stopping for us.
Yeah, because
I'm kicking you off.
Francis is getting pushed into the ocean. Last segment.
We have just gotten off of a beach excursion. Our second one. Our second surprise one from Daddy Chris.
Oh my God, there are zebras.
Hey, what?
Daddy.
There are zebras with the Dad,
we, Daddy, can we go see some zebras, please?
No, we saw zebras yesterday, but...
No, but
what the
no,
fuck are those zebras doing?
Yeah,
I was wondering what everyone was getting out of their cars for.
Jesus.
I've hey, there's a zebras with cows, but why?
There's a pier over there.
Oh, God.
You know how...
Yeah, but there were no zebras at that pier, Francis.
You know how you were saying that people in Orange use llamas to protect
their sheep? Yeah.
I actually have heard previous guest on our podcast was telling us about how male zebras are actually very terrifying and territorial.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you think that I mean, but it's not just one zebra. It was like a bunch of zebras.
Maybe it was like a male zebra in a herd of them. Maybe. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Do you think maybe they also help control mosquitoes? Because apparently there's something about the coloring of the zebra that...
Hold on. Should we go to that pier over there?
No.
Is that...
Do you want to?
No, it's fine.
It's kind of cold.
It is.
There's something about
the coloring of zebras that mosquitoes don't like, so they don't land on them as often.
Oh, weird. There's so many people on that pier.
It's just all cows.
Those cows are not protected against the mosquitoes.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I thought cows could also be pretty mean, so they don't generally need animals with them, right? Like, they don't generally need guardian animals.
I don't know. You know, maybe people here eat zebras.
Maybe. I don't know.
Crazy. Insanity.
It's definitely a zebra, though.
Donica was just actually telling us about her experience carrying spinal columns from the beach.
Yes, which I think is actually technically illegal. I don't know.
Where were you at? What's
the
context?
I was on the Lost Coast Trail, which is a trail in Northern California. So it's a section of the coast which is so rugged that they could not build the Pacific Coast Highway there.
Huh.
It's up in Humboldt County, or like around that area of Humboldt County.
Where is that in comparison to where we are?
It is like hours north of San Francisco.
Okay, so it's even much colder.
Yeah, it's less developed, much chillier, really less developed. It's really a wild place. Like, there are a bunch of people. That's where all the marijuana farms are, so that they don't have to deal with people who may be around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really the kind of place you cannot drive up to it. The coast is so rugged that I imagine it's also very hard to get a boat up there.
Yeah.
Because it's so choppy. And, like, when I did see people, they were on ATVs. And I think that's how they get over the mountain. But it's, I don't know. I can't remember exactly how long this trail is, but it's... We slated to do the upper half in, like, 4 days. We did it in 3. But on the first day, this girl is telling me... So it's my friend and then her friend from school. She wants to... Like, she would love to have the spinal column of a whale, which is just so oddly specific.
And when she's... So when you say spinal column, I'm imagining the entire,
like... A vertebrae.
Yeah, not like the entire column.
Yeah, I don't think we can pull the entire
column. Yeah, no. And that's what I was imagining in my head. But yeah, that's
vertebrae.
What I...
Yeah, a vertebrae. Okay. And
that's still pretty big. I mean, that's still pretty massive.
Oh my god, it weighs several kilograms. And here's the thing, like...
For us Americans, how much is that?
A kilogram is about 2.2 pounds. So I don't know, this thing must have weighed at least...
Around
at least
15
10 pounds.
You said 2.2 and it's 7 pounds?
No, kilogram is 2.2 pounds.
Yeah, and it was 7
and this
pounds?
This weighed several kilograms.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Yeah. You said several.
I don't know exactly how much, but it weighed quite a lot, and it's large and dense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we end up finding one in the late afternoon. Like, we see this, like, a scattered whale carcass, just the bones. And you can tell, like, oh, this is the jaw. This is part of, part of the fin, you know?
Yeah, so hold on. Look over to the coast, or the ocean. Isn't that pretty? How it looks like it's almost raining over there. It probably is.
It is raining.
Yeah. It's like away. It's really beautiful against the light.
Probably hurts. Raining on some whales.
One
right
of
now.
You take a pic. One of you take a picture.
I think.
One no. of us. I'm
I
driving.
One.
I guess Danica's the only one.
I don't know if I
do
can.
It, girl. Yeah, for the podcast. For the cast.
We'll post it up on the website.
Follow us on Instagram at HQEF.Productions.
Should we stop at the elephant seal viewing area?
Oh,
one
oh my god.
Mile?
Oh my god, yes.
But,
man, we chose a really awkward place to get off on our first stop. There was a lot of...
But you know what? It shut you up for about 20 minutes.
Wow. If only my audience...
Look, there's a lighthouse! Oh my god, this is magical!
We should stop there.
Oh my gosh.
You guys...
And look at all
I think,
those rocks out
hold
there.
Hold on.
Yes.
We're all in agreement that we should stop there.
Because there's a lighthouse, yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it looks a little far away.
It's probably... Danica, let's do some research.
Look, it's probably at that point right there. Yes.
We
pointing
should,
at the
we
map.
Should know that
oh my
Chris,
god, it's a working lighthouse.
Yeah, I've never seen a working
one.
But we end up taking this whale bone with us, right? And the thing is, because we're girls, you know...
What is the makeup of this group?
It's three girls.
Okay.
All around my age, like late 20s,
yes.
Right? So the thing is, we've already brought more things than I usually bring when I backpack. Because I'm the type of person, I will eat the beef jerky. I will eat the sandwich.
Oh my god, look at all these people.
Wow.
Whoa,
the
are there seals?
Must be
oh
here.
My god!
We're stopping at the elephant seal viewing area.
Yes.
Wait, but I have 4 more minutes left on this segment.
We
well, take it outside
out
with us.
And
okay.
We talk about
can
the
you pause
elephant
it?
Seals.
No. Well, yes, I can, but.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No, you're right. This
let's
is it for the podcast.
But
there's a lot of people in this parking
yeah.
lot. Actually, it's a bigger parking lot than some of the other points that
yeah.
we've stopped at.
And see, now aren't you
I
happy, Francis?
You were the one that was like, we saw seals. Them. In fact, it's 5 minutes ago in the same segment, you were like, we've already seen the seals.
You saw the seals?
Yeah, at LA Zoo.
Oh, that's not the same.
What? Can you hand me my jacket?
Yeah, not
how
same.
Many seals do you think we'll see?
I hope for I think you can at least see them as pairs or something, right? It's usually never just one.
I think they come in like herds.
Herds, yeah, exactly.
Are they herds? Are we saying this correctly?
Pods.
Pods.
I don't know. I assume it's pods.
What crap are you seeing, Francis?
A parking lot. It's kind of grimy. Talking about the ground.
All the mud that we're going to
all
crack
the mud.
In with us.
We're by the beach. There's a kind of a trail along the freeway. And there's a lot of people. And it's actually kind of wet.
Oh, we can see them.
You can see
out
what?
The
seals?
Along the
oh
beach.
My god, you can see them.
But we can't hear them
all. A lot of kids. A lot of tourists.
Put it up at, again, up the ocean.
Okay, hold on.
Is that way your people can hear the
posing for my fans.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I don't know what you're saying.
You were
look at that. Look at that lighthouse. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen a working one.
And you see those two seals over there? Or I think they're sea lions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. They're
yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're gigantic. You can tell the difference between the seals and the sea lions because the sea lions are bigger.
Yeah.
Seals are like...
I think those are elephant seals, though, aren't they? Oh. Isn't this an elephant seal viewing area? What are you putting out? Where?
He's like, he
it's
just
like
moved
a little,
into the water.
It's like a little worm.
Oh, I see. Oh. Oh, you can hear
and there's
them.
So many of them.
I think this is an electric fence.
No, I don't... You think?
I felt a shock. Or maybe it was just...
Are you sure it was, like, the barb?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's not electric.
I have no idea.
Okay, we are 2 hours out from Monterey.
Just past the beautiful city, town...
Of
little thing
I don't
of
even,
Gorda.
Is that what it was called? Gorda?
Yeah, Gorda.
How do you know? You
there was a
map.
Sign right before that gas station.
Population
five.
The people who stop at the rest area.
Yeah, we've been on a stretch of Pacific Coast Highway where there is not really a whole lot to do. There's like no turnoffs. You're on the side of a mountain.
We do have to commend Chris's driving skills, though. You know, driving on the wet road, driving SUV alongside this cliff, winding road.
He's driving. He is driving slowly, so it's not like.
Francis, why you gotta troll like that?
Cause it's my husband. Gotta troll him whenever I can. Can't let him get too big of a head, lest he fly off.
That Francis is the Chrissy Teigen to your John Legend.
Yes, I am the sexiest man alive.
And I am also
and
sexy.
You occasionally write cookbooks.
I do. That's true. Cause I'm a good cook.
Anyway.
Wow.
Oh man, I do have to say that in all the times that since you've been living by yourself, I think any time you've ever been tasked to cook while I'm there, it's always actually the same like chicken and enchilada recipe.
It's your go-to. Chicken.
Yes, it's his go-to.
How dare I, for my go-to, you didn't even know what it was, Donica.
I mean, every time I've been there. And Chris knew the actual recipe when I said it, so.
Because, oh my gosh, it's so easy. Chicken salsa is literally just chicken. You wrap it around, or you what is it called? You season it with taco seasoning, pour salsa over it, amongst other things. I usually add some black beans, and then,
twist.
Secret ingredient.
And then you put it in the oven. Let it cook for like 20 minutes and then voila! Chicken.
I can't believe we are on like salsa. One of the most beautiful sections of the entire United States and we're talking about salsa chicken?
We live mundane lives.
Anyway,
no, this is on topic because salsa chicken's Mexican. I know, I'm bringing some culture to our discussion.
Donica, describe what you can see.
What I can see. So right now we're on the side of a cliff. There's some clouds hugging the mountains.
We're actually like at the base of the mountain now, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's pretty cloudy now. You can see if you look out the cars coming towards you, like the lights on the other side of the highway.
Distance.
Yeah, off in the distance, which I think is always kind of nice. And then just the dark and like right now the sea is just going into the clouds, the dark clouds merging into one. The ocean is not as wild as it was a while ago during our last segment.
Yeah, I think it's because the storm was back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit calmer, I think.
How's driving been for you, Chris?
It's been good. It's been, it was super interesting to drive through those curves and hairpin turns and just hugging the mountain as you're kind of ascending. And then all of a sudden you get these glimpses once you turn the corner of the cliffs off in the distance and the water kind of crashing against them. And it was breathtaking. Yeah. And then I would like panic. I was like, oh my God, I got to look at the road.
Chris would be like every 5 minutes. Beautiful.
Stunning. Hashtag gorge.
Nature, you fabulous girl. Tens across the board.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah. And you know what? We've hit hardly any traffic. Probably that's because true. We're taking the very backwoods way to get to Monterey. But
I definitely feel like there are a lot of cars going in the opposite direction. And there's like awesome one other car going this way.
Actually, yeah. What happened to the other two that were in front of us? And if you actually look behind us.
They may have pulled off.
Behind us, yeah. Yeah, maybe they pulled off into that gas station.
If you were a California resident going from San Francisco to LA, how often would you take this? Like, let's say...
None.
Oh,
I would zero
fly.
Times.
I would fly.
Zero times?
Probably, like...
I think maybe once if you're with
your
friends.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
But this is definitely a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, beautiful, scenic, and not very traffic-laden, it is definitely the long... more arduous way.
I kind of feel like it's maybe like the Statue of Liberty. Like, I've never been there. I lived in New York for what, two and a half years?
Like, you've never visited the island?
I've never visited the island. Huh. You know, and I think it's something that you do, like, you take for granted that it's there, and it's only something you do when someone comes to visit.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
you,
this is a beautiful.
So you're equating that to this?
Yeah, like yeah. you do it when.
But this at least has a practical aspect to it. I mean, this is a way to get to Monterey.
Yeah.
From where we were.
Yeah, I mean, when I was here, I did want to come down here to go to the state park, but I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
I had no way to get down here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess that's also it. We're right by Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park.
It does have a feeling, now that it's gotten dark, that we are about to embark on a murder mystery.
Yeah, and there's, like, that cloud just sitting and there in the seat of the mountain.
That's what you think?
Like, I have a feeling we're going to get a flat tire, and then we're going to go to a motel, and Angela Lansbury is going to be there, and she's going to, like, discover a dead body, and we're going to have to... We're going to be suspects, or
The cliche that's running through my head right now is, like, the one where they're at night, and they, like, fly off the cliff.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's what I think of.
Well, I have a little bit slightly less morbid, but only slightly.
You know the song Hotel California by the... Is it the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles.
I always found that song really creepy and scary.
Why?
Well, because it...
It is, is kind of creepy.
They're never able to leave the hotel, and it's like stabbing with their skillet knives. Can't kill the beast, you know, that kind of thing.
Is it skilly?
Is it scaly? I don't know.
I don't know.
And I just remember, like, Papa playing it when we were little, driving from Washington to Missouri through the desert, and it just seems super creepy.
Oh, you know, it's Steely Knives.
Oh, that might be, yeah, Steely
Knives.
That
probably makes more sense.
You know, do you know that song, what is it, the Alicia Keys song about New York?
Yeah, I think it's called New York.
And she's like, concrete jungle where dreams are made, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because of you, for the longest time, I would hear that song, and all I would hear is, I become a wintry tomato, which makes no sense.
Pardon?
He would always sing that instead of the real lyrics. He would sing, I become a wintry tomato.
Is that what you thought she was saying,
Because that's what it
Francis?
Sounded like she said. She's like, I become a wintry tomato. And it was like, okay, girl, you do you. You know,
You actually thought that was the lyric?
Yeah, why
that's
not?
That's all I could hear when I would hear the song because of him.
But doesn't it sound like that's what she's saying?
Concrete jungle where dreams are made.
It's not that one. It's not that particular lyric. Is it?
I think it's that one, yeah.
No, it's not. Is it?
I think that's the tune, yeah.
Now we're going to have to listen to it once we get service.
Yeah.
That's actually another kind of scary aspect. It's like, we've been on this stretch for maybe 30 minutes now.
Yes,
and if there's, like, no service. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, and it, not like I'm panicking over it or anything.
What's
it's like,
happen?
Yeah, what if you break down, you're just going to SOL, you know?
No, but I kind of think, like, those little solar panels that we've been seeing, I think that that's an area where you can get signal, where you can get service and call out.
Really?
Where
there's,
like, a phone. Yeah, for emergency purposes.
But how? You'd have to walk along the road.
No.
Seems, like, kind of dangerous.
You know, because you can pull off in those areas.
Oh, like, oh yeah, right, I see. But that's assuming if you... Oh, there's a campground. Assuming that you could walk. There was a sign that had a campground for going down.
Well, yeah, because we're in a state park.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, like camping by the beach. The stars are also starting to come out.
Really?
Yeah, you can see a singular star. Venus, I guess. Not really a star, but...
A satellite?
Or a satellite. I would like to think it's Venus. And then the sliver of moon over the ocean.
I think we had this debate of a friend of ours. We were talking about, like, what celestial bodies you can see from D.C. And we were at their place in D.C. And he kept pointing to, like, an object in the sky. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's, like, Saturn or something. Or, I forget what he was...
Yeah,
did he say what it was?
Venus.
But I was like, no, that's a satellite because we're so close to the Earth. Or, so we're so... No, we are so close to the Earth. We're, it's so light... There's so much light pollution on this side of
DC.
Like, there's no way that could be, like, a star. I think he was right, though. It was, like, a celestial body. Yeah. I just forget what it was.
I mean, I think this is a legitimate celestial body.
He had an app where you can just, like, point it to the sky. It's, like, AR, I think. It was, like, an AR app.
Yeah.
And it would show you what the constellations were. It's pretty
really
cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it night? It's called, like, Night Sky, isn't it?
Is it? Do you remember,
I think
Chris?
That's what the app is called.
Yeah. Okay, this is our last segment, everybody.
Yay.
Woot. Oh, my gosh. So, I'm looking at the GPS. 23 more minutes. 14 more miles. And we still don't have any service.
We still don't have any surface?
I don't have any service. Do you have service?
No, I don't have service.
I mean,
we're
it's
outside
like,
of Carmel by the Sea, I guess.
Yeah. I'm surprised because, like, yeah, I'm surprised. I guess the reason why I'm saying this is because, like, we're 15 miles from Monterey from where Alex lives.
And there's nothing.
There's no service. How crazy is that? Like, we must be in the middle of nowhere.
I actually had more service during my hike than we do now, which is really weird.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I was the only one with service.
Were you with Google Fee at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How's this road trip experience been for you?
Are you talking to me or Christopher?
Let's start with Chris, who's been still driving.
Good. Just, you know, driving in the dark along windy roads.
With the invisible ocean on the side.
Yeah, this road is kind of scary because we have, I wouldn't say like run-ins, but there are definitely like people that are driving maybe a little too fast for this road.
Yeah, I think maybe people who live in the area and are very comfortable with it.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not like in Orange where, you know, like if you turn off the road, you'll hit a ditch.
Here, you turn off the road, you hit the
You either hit the mountain or you fall off the cliff. Like, that's kind of terrifying.
Hope for a quick accident or something.
I have seen, like, a surprising number of restaurants along this road.
Really?
Haven't you, like, over by the, like...
Yeah, but I don't think it's so surprising.
Why?
Because there are a lot of people who come down here for the state park.
Yeah, but there's, like, a difference between restaurants and, like a grocery store or, like, a campground store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes people do, like, the bougie type of camping. You know, like, they're here for the nice views and the hot springs and things like that.
Yeah.
And so they don't necessarily want to get rough and tumble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just want the beauty of the beach and the hot
beauty
springs.
Beauty of the beach.
Yeah.
How's this road trip experience been for you, Donica?
Hasn't been so bad. I mean, it could be worse, as we know, right? And I feel like, doing this thing every, like, hour is a nice way to break it up.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. We had a couple of surprises, a couple of good surprises. The seals.
The zebras.
The zebras was interesting. Getting out the car.
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah. I wish we had gotten to see this lighthouse, but it was blocked off when we went to go see it, or when we passed by it.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the...
Something Bianca.
It's like white something. Yeah, Blanca yeah. Piedras or something like that.
Probably Blanca Piedra, like white rocks.
Oh, that probably makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when... Yeah, like, I think ending it on this weird stretch of nothingness.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably really beautiful, but we just can't see it.
Yeah. Maybe that's like a... Maybe that's the way our road trip should end, though.
Yeah. Well, but to be fair, like, have you guys been on the 101 in this... at this time?
I believe I have, though I don't remember. I think the 101, though, is like through the hills.
Yeah, and through the fields. And it's also like a long stretch of nothing. You know, like, I think people fail to realize that a lot of times California is really beautiful, but it's also a long stretch of nothing.
Yeah, well, it is a big state.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
Yeah, but it's not like, I feel like Virginia has so many, like, little towns, especially up in the north, whereas California is, it's, I don't know, the population is concentrated.
Oh, yeah.
In certain areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Be, I don't know. Be interesting to come back and have more time to explore.
See this stuff.
To stop at places. Stop at some of those restaurants and inns.
Solvang. Yeah.
Go to the hot spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beaches here are also really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of, like, signs along this road that say coastal access. It'd be cool to just go see. Maybe even, like, do camping.
Camp?
Is that a thing? Yeah, just camp.
Camping. Yeah, like...
Maybe even clamp?
Clamp. You could go clamping here. When I lived in California, I had a big map of the state and on that I had attached to a corkboard that had all of the places that I wanted to go. And this was one of the places which I just couldn't get out to since I didn't have a car.
Yeah. Definitely, it's the city that you need car, or...
An area, I guess.
Yeah, an area that you need a car for.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, I wonder what kind of people live here. Like, the hill people?
I don't know. I always imagine, like, retired old people, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
Because I get the feeling, like, Monterey and Carmel by the Sea are actually quite expensive areas, aren't they?
Yes.
I think so, just based off of what the Monterey, their hotel Marriott that we're staying at.
Yeah, so that's why I always got the feeling that the people who live here are people who are retired.
Yeah. And if you play golf,
yeah,
there's a golf course by where we're staying, or close to where we're staying.
You lose your golf ball in the middle of the sea. We're passing through another town.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, but also, we did see, like, a school bus sign, right? Like, a bus. Yeah, so there has to be families out here.
That's true.
I don't know. Like, could you imagine growing up here, Danica? It's probably similar to, like, Orange County.
In a way, yeah. You know, kind of like an isolated rural kind of area. Maybe just a bit more beautiful.
Yeah. Only difference is you don't get any cell phone service.
I'm sure they have cell phone service or internet or something, right?
You think?
I would imagine. Otherwise, yeah, how do you contact the outside world? What do you do in case of emergency? 911?
I think
would
I just saw...
Will people come for you?
I think I just saw a Hothby's, a Sotheby's sign.
Sotheby's.
Like the
international
auctioners.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
you
guys.
Real estate.
I'm starting to get service.
Oh my god.
We're awakening.
I know, god.
Just a bunch of homes.
We're only 8.7 miles out from civilization.
So close and yet so far.
Yeah.
You can see homes in the hills.
Yeah, that's true. You can actually.
There's actually quite a few homes around us right now.
They look quite big. Well, based off of the lights.
You know, Emily, I don't know if you've noticed this. I don't know the times that you've been in California. Emily was telling me that there are not as many... No. That just here, compared to Virginia, they don't really do Christmas lights. But she's been noticing more Christmas lights this year.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Christmas lights are kind of a weird tradition in my mind.
Why? I like them.
Weird in that they cost a lot of money and... Yeah. And the environmental impact, like, it just...
Of having those lights on.
Yeah, like, at a certain... Yeah, like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
So I wonder if that's why people don't have them. I mean, because I've noticed, like, our neighbors don't really put them up as much. I wonder if it's, you know, like, they just don't want to pay. They don't have the money to pay, or maybe they're more environmentally conscious.
I should also preface that I think, like, the whole Christmas tradition is a little weird. Like, I don't like getting live trees, like, Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like... Yeah, I don't like setting up the lights and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you don't like setting up... Well, I was telling Mom, I feel like a part of it is because in our family, it always feels like a chore.
Well, it's not that I don't like the setting up of the lights. I just don't believe that you should, like... You know, like, the decoration takes up a lot of time and energy.
It does.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, in our family, we always make it like a chore. But, I went to... I spent some time in December in Romania with a friend and her family, and... They made, you know, like, when we... So they put, like, chocolate bonbons on the tree that are in colorful wrappers.
Yeah.
And they hang those. And when we did it, you know, like, we had dinner and then we had drinks. We put up the tree. It was very... I don't know. It was very cozy.
Yeah.
But in our family, it's just like, oh, by the way, while we're at work, can you put up the tree? It's just... Yeah, it's kind of a hassle and they don't make it into something nice.
Oh, my gosh. And that tree is so big. Like, it's so hard to decorate.
Yeah, you need a ladder. You need, yeah... You know,
well, on that note, I think we're approaching the final minute. Do you guys have any final words for Alana?
The listener?
Alana, we miss you.
Thanks for taking care of Ming Ming.
Yeah, say hello to Ming Ming. Oh, look at all the lights on the hill.
Oh, I think we're reaching civilization, guys.
Woohoo! Oh, now we could stop with this episode. But happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thanks for keeping us entertained.
That's it for our show, folks. I'm your host, Francis Tan. Follow us on our Instagram at hkuef.productions. We post every other week. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And until next time, the best ship to sail on is friendship.